The federal government's plan to deport the first asylum seekers to Malaysia today has suffered a setback. In a special hearing last night, the High Court granted a temporary injunction, stymieing what the government hoped would be the first tangible expression of its controversial refugee swap deal with Malaysia. The asylum seekers, through their lawyers, say they have a right to have their refugee claims assessed in Australia, challenging the government's power to expel them. The legal proceedings have been launched by refugee lawyer David Mann. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
High Court Justice Kenneth Hain has stopped the government removing the first 16 asylum seekers from Australia before 4:15 Eastern Standard Time this afternoon. Refugee lawyer David Mann and the government's lawyers will be back in court 2 hours before that.
Central to this case is a challenge to the government's power to expel our clients to Malaysia. The Australian law requires the claims for refugee protection of our clients to be considered here in Australia.
Mr. Mann's representing 42 of the 55 Afghan and Pakistani asylum seekers who arrived by boat last week.
A number of our clients have already expressed serious fears that they would face persecution of a refugee convention nature in Malaysia, for example, because of their religious beliefs.
Six of his clients are unaccompanied minors.
The minister is the legal guardian for these unaccompanied minors, and he must at all times act in their best interests. How can it be best for a child unaccompanied to be expelled to Malaysia in these circumstances?
David Mann argues his clients' fundamental human rights are at risk if sent to Malaysia. He'll challenge the immigration minister's declaration in a legal instrument that Malaysia has adequate human rights and protections.
The minister, the Commonwealth, are arguing that not even the High Court can review what the minister has declared about the human rights standards or protections afforded to asylum seekers in Malaysia. We will be challenging that position and arguing that in fact this declaration ought to be subject to review by a court.
The government says it expected legal challenges, but no one should doubt its resolve to break the people smuggling business and deter people from making the dangerous boat journey. AM understands none in the first group slated for expulsion to Malaysia are unaccompanied minors. The government has said there'll be no blanket exemptions, despite the pleas of UNICEF, the West Australian Premier Colin Barnett and many others. Baptist pastor Dale Stevenson from the Crossway Church in Melbourne is another. He says it's fundamentally against the Australian way to send children to Malaysia.
This is touching a chord in the psyche of the nation, that people are generally feeling this.
His church has offered to house and care for the 13 unaccompanied minors, all boys in their teens, at no expense to the government.
While I understand what the government's attempting to achieve by turning off the boat industry and having others risk their lives at sea, I understand what they're trying to achieve, but I don't think it's right to achieve that goal by sending unaccompanied minors back to Malaysia. It's just not right.
The government's yet to respond to the offer.
Alexandra Kirk.